Right now, though, we're going to talk to Bruce Williamson because, guess what? Remember those rail strikes that were going to happen over Christmas? Well, they're definitely happening. So we're going to find out from Bruce what on earth we can do about it. Bruce, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Chaos, I'm being told, for almost a month. Rail strikes are going to hit commuters and shoppers over the festive period.
Yeah, it's not good news for travellers. It's not good news for the rail industry as well. You know, I mean, as I'm a rail campaigner, you know, I want to show the railways in a good light and get more people to use them. And what's really frustrating here is that this dispute over guards and the role of drivers and who presses the button and so on, it's been grinding on for, you know, years and years now. And what's really frustrating is this issue has been resolved on other lines, on other franchises. So, you know, what's going on here?
So why can't it be resolved on this one?
Sorry, what?
So why can't it be resolved on this one?
That's the big question. That's the $6 million question. I don't know. You know, we need a case of heads being banged together. I mean, I haven't been a party to the negotiations, but I'm sure it's one of these devil in the detail points. You know, the general idea is, yeah, we can make this work, but what about ifs and buts? And you know, it's very frustrating.
Well, there have been those who have said that the management of South West Rail are just as much to blame for these kind of talks breaking down as the unions are, because they're kind of refusing to budge and there doesn't seem to be any kind of element of sort of consultation going on. Can they not be forced into mediation in some way?
Well, I think that's probably a good idea, actually, yeah. I mean, again, because there is a solution out there. A plague on both their houses, really. You know, the Southwest trains will say, oh, the door's always open, we're being reasonable. The unions will say, the door's always open, we're being reasonable. But someone isn't, and I think both sides are digging their heels in.
And one of the things that I saw from the unions earlier on, I think late last month or early this month, was that they weren't going to strike on Christmas Day and Boxing Day, to which I said, well, that's great, because they don't run any trains anyway.
Yeah, that is a bit of an empty gesture.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sorry, that's not really helping us.
Yeah.
So what's the actual number of strikes, and how long are they going? Are they going to be striking for entire days, or just taking services out?
I think they're pretty much, you know, it's a total walkout, you know, for the whole of December, basically, I think, yeah.
So if you want to use a Southwest train, you will find it very difficult, basically, to get anywhere that Southwest trains go.
I think you'll find it pretty much impossible. I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, there might be a skeleton service. There'll probably be a lot of replacement buses laid on.
Mm. The roads will already be chock-a-block anyway.
Yeah,
spent about nearly an hour yesterday, because I thought the Jubilee line's not been running very well lately in London. I know for people outside of London this is sound a bit London-centric, but the Tube is by far and away the quickest way to get around London, because it's just fast and it's underground. But the bus that I got on took nearly an hour to go about 2.5 miles. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, congestion, I mean, you know, in a way, it highlights exactly how important the rail network is, because London grinds to a halt without it, you know. And the same is true in other parts of the country, because, you know, it's gridlock on the roads, and the replacement buses are generally much, much slower than the train services. So, yeah, we need our railways.
So from December the 2nd, I'm reading, they're going to be walking out for 27 days.
Yeah, yeah.
That's just incredible, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it should be unlawful, shouldn't it?
Well, no, I don't think it should. You know, everyone should have the right to withdraw their labour. You know, if your manager was an idiot and you know, sticking a gun to your head, I'm sure you wouldn't be very happy at going into work either. So, you know, I think the right to strike is a good one.
No, but all right, well, let me finish my argument, Bruce, before you start trying to destroy it, right? Here's the point. It's a national service, this. This is not me going on the radio. I have to tell you that even as much as people would miss me, if I went on strike, I don't think it would create quite as much havoc as no trains running for 27 days.
Sure, okay, but if you take that view, then you've got to provide an alternative way that the unions can flex their muscles. Otherwise, you've got a very uneven one.
Well, to me, it's a bit like Extinction Rebellion. You know, I've got no problem with them coming in and demonstrating in London, but I have got a problem with them demonstrating solidly for 2 whole weeks, blocking up every single road in the centre of town that they can. You know, it's a question of degree, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I suppose it is up to a point, but you seem to be saying, and I think a lot of people take this attitude when it comes to protesters and strikers, they have every right to strike, they have every right to protest, as long as it doesn't affect me. And, that, you know, that's actually a bit of a selfish attitude.
No, that's not true either, because I'm saying I'm happy for it to affect me, but I don't think it's right for it to affect me or anybody for 27 days or for 14 days. You know, they can make their point without being quite as disruptive as this.
Yeah, but it's not about making a point, is it? The whole point.
Isn't it? Well, what is it about then?
It's about striking until you get what you want. There's no point going on strike and getting nothing as a result, is there? So you
have you have you like ever been hit on the head or something, Bruce, and woken up as a communist since I last spoke to you? What is going on with you?
Well, I'm just stating the obvious, really. Striking isn't a protest. Striking is an action in order to force a result. And going on strike and not getting what you want is pointless.
Well, they've already done several of those, haven't they? Yeah. They've been on strike several times and not got what they wanted. So you might think if they were clever, they would find some other way to try and get what they want.
Well, I'd like to know what options they have. You know, I mean, I'm sure everyone would be open to suggestions on this. But striking, I think, is the sort of last resort and the sort of most final and hardcore way.
Yeah, well, it's nice to do it over Christmas, though, isn't it? Let's move on to the Labour manifesto, which came out yesterday, only because they want to take most of the railways back into public ownership.
Yeah.
And they're promising full rolling programmes of electrification, talking about taking HS2 all the way up to Scotland. I mean, it's a very small part of their very expensive manifesto, but what have you made of what they want to do?
Well, certainly a rolling programme of electrification is something we very much support. Electrification, it's wonderful. It's win-win-win because you get faster trains, you get more reliable trains, you get trains which are cheaper to buy, trains which are cheaper to run, they run on green energy, and so on and so on. So electrification is great, and we've been pushing for, you know, what's happened in the past. We have a very low level of electrification compared to other European countries, so that needs to be put right. But we've had a complete sort of fiasco with stop-start. Is this line going to be electrified? No, it isn't. Are we going to have diesel trains, go electric trains? It's a nonsense. We need a rolling program of electrification and an end to this uncertainty and this feast and famine so we can get a decent railway. So that part of that particular manifesto we very much support.
Okay. And what about...
I must stress, we would equally support it if the Conservatives or the Lib Dems or the Greens...
Sure. No, I get that. I'm not suggesting that you're going to support one party more than another. Just so happens that that was their manifesto launch yesterday. We'll find out from the Tories what they want to do, but I'd be very surprised if they want to do something similar as far as nationalising the trains. What are the rail companies likely to say to any Labour government proposals to nationalise them, though?
Well, I imagine they're not into it, you know.
Maybe they could go on strike.
What, sorry?
Maybe they could go on strike.
Well, yes, an interesting suggestion, yeah. I mean, I don't know. But the thing is, they would be motivated, they would lose income if they went on strike.
Yeah.
So it's not in the train company's interest to go on strike, is it?
But can they stop a government from renationalising? I mean, I know that's maybe a question that's a bit more complex than we can address right now.
Yeah,
but,
I think the answer is no.
I don't know whether they can just suddenly walk into government and go, right, now we're going to renationalise. I don't know how easy that is to do.
I think it is moderately easy, because clearly it's been done before, not just in whatever it was 1948, but of course we've seen it happen three times on the East Coast mainline franchise, where the franchise has failed and it's had to go back into public hands to keep the trains running. So, you know, it's doable, and you know, it's just a question of your sort of political preferences.
Yes, I suppose so. But I mean, as far as the future of the rail industry is concerned, you know, HS2 at the moment is going to be still under review, as far as we know. If the government does not change, or if the Tories get back in, HS2 in full will be reviewed in the new year, is my understanding. It's difficult for me to see where that's going to go, because the review that we were leaked the other week would suggest that they want to carry on with it.
Yeah, it does, and it's very controversial, because Lord Barclay, who was a party to the review, is feeling very miffed that his sort of opinion was left out. Generally speaking, you know, I think HS2 is a good thing in that we need the capacity, but the question for both Labour and the Tories is, you know, how far do you let the costs spiral before you pull the plug? And I don't think anyone should be giving HS2 a completely blank check.
No, because it's already now, we're told, going up to 88 billion, and it's probably going to head over 100 billion, which is what we predicted, I think, the last time you and I spoke. So I think the excuse that, oh, well, it will cost 8 billion to cancel it, so we might as well carry on, doesn't really wash with me.
It doesn't really wash, you know, and I think, you know, I think basically we need to put a maximum figure on it and say, well, if you can't do it for that, then forget it.
Okay.
And let's look at other ways of increasing capacity. I mean, this is the issue, though. You know, we're looking at a rail system in this country where passenger numbers continue to rise, and they've doubled over the last 15 or 20 years. So there's no do-nothing option. We have to find a way to increase the capacity on our railway.
Yeah, quite. My daughter, says Chloe, has trains booked from Plymouth and back for Christmas. She works and is at uni in Plymouth, so she can't be delayed, and she doesn't have a car. This is miserable for her. Yeah, I mean, what is she supposed to do?
Well, I feel very sorry for her. Hopefully there will be an alternative laid on by the train companies. But yeah, it's going to affect people. And it's unfortunate that both sides can't come to an agreement.
Well, it's ridiculous, isn't it? It's not just unfortunate.
Yeah.
Well, whereas hopefully something will be done before the 2nd of December, because that's the date at which they are supposed to be walking out for 27 days on South West Rail. Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Futures.